Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So my question for you today is, have you ever felt obligated to hold on? Obligated to hold on to a career, a relationship, an idea, a direction, a person, a job, a skill, a name, anything. An obligation to hold on. Have you ever felt it? The stress of trying to hold on to the things that you feel obligated to will hold you back. Now, why, you might wonder? Because it clouds your mind, and where there's this cloudiness, there can't be clarity. And I don't know about you, but I operate best when I have clarity. I thrive when I have clarity. Good things come to me when I have clarity. Opportunities open up for me when I have clarity. There's nothing blocking the vibes I'm putting out there when I have clarity. Now, let's talk about blocking for a minute. I want to spend a second on that. I was on IG Live on Friday evening, and I'd shared my screen with a young lady and invited her into my live feed, which I've been enjoying doing lately, you guys. It's very fun, and if you happen to catch me on IG Live, definitely check that out because it's good times, and be ready for me to potentially patch you into the feed if you'd like. So in any case, this young lady had shared how she was ultimately outgrowing her friends. And when she talked about her big ideas and her plans, her ideas and her plans were met with less than enthusiasm from these friends. And so I had to share with her that she should stop sharing with these old friends. I'm going to go ahead and call them old friends. Because what we don't realize sometimes is when we tell people about our thoughts and our plans and the things that we want to achieve and the things that we're optimistic about and the goals that we have, their bad energy can try and infiltrate what we're trying to do and the good energy that we're trying to put out there. And I'm not saying that it will take over. I'm of the belief that when I'm trying to do something good, I don't need anyone or anyone's negative energy around me that's trying to stop that, or that's not rooting for my goodness and for the things that I'm trying to do. I need all positive around me at all times. So I wanted to share that with her because sometimes that can impact how you move and how you're able to move. And it all ties back into letting go. Now, on the other side of that, sometimes you can try so hard to hold on to or control things. You can have such a tight grip on things that you end up sabotaging them yourself without even knowing it. And I just want to add this side note in here. Holding on to fear, that counts too. That's definitely something that you can hold on to that can hinder you. So I'm going to tell you guys a quick story. During a switch, pivot, or quit strategy session the other day with one of my faves who actually listens to 7-Minute Sunday. I know she does. So, hey, hun. Yes, I'm about to talk about you and us. And I know that she wouldn't mind because she is continuously on her growth process. And I think that having gotten to know her, if any part of her story can help and impact other people, she would be okay with that, and that's what she wants to do because that's the work that she's trying to do herself. So anyways, we were talking about a project that she's working on, and she was trying so hard to hold on to an old element of her business and marry it with her new business that she was overworking herself, pretty much. And when I called it out, I could sense the aha and the relief on the other end of the line. And I was so happy for her because holding on was holding her back. And now she knew it. She knew that what she needed to do was separate the two, even if for a moment in time, so that she can build on one, so that when she incorporated the other piece and the other element, It would be organic. It would be a natural fit. Her mind would be clear so she could see when would be the appropriate time to incorporate it versus just trying to throw it in there for the sake of holding on to what people knew about her before, to what people had come to expect from her, and to what she was trying to hold on to maybe even save face. But now there was this relief because she could let go of that piece. She understood why letting go of that piece, even if temporarily, why that would serve her. So it's important to know when you need to let go and let flow. And that might sound cheesy and you might have heard it before, but it's so real. It's so real. Sometimes we need to learn how to let go, to just let things start taking shape as they should and as they will. We've put out there what we needed to put out there. We've done the work that we needed to do. So now we just need to let things flow and mesh together to work in our favor. And you don't have to stress over letting go of either. You don't have to stress over letting go of friends, of being friends with people who may not approve, who will have something to say, or who will like or dislike your decisions. Because this freedom that our ancestors fought for, it also gives us the freedom to make decisions that impact and shape our lives. And that's what we have to be aware of. How we want to shape our lives, not who likes or who will approve. I'm embracing a new year, as are you, shortly, and I invite you to a simple challenge. Let go of the things you feel obligated to, that you know deep down inside are holding you back and no longer serving you. Now, you don't need to go around and consult with 5 friends or mentors, and you don't need to consult with anyone, really. You don't need to talk it through. You don't need to hash it out. You just need to rely on your reasonable, free-thinking self and decide what's best. Thank you so much for spending time with me on this 7-Minute Sunday, and I hope you have an amazing week. And as always, keep killing it.